Tormis, your mobile tour guide. Presented by Contour, the Congress and Tourist Service of the Saarbrücken region. Kindly supported by history. Ludwigskirche. Ludwigskirche, or Ludwig's Church, is the landmark of Saarbrücken and another one of Friedrich Joachim Stengel's true masterpieces. After the Baroque castle square, the Schlossplatz, the famous architect created an impressive architectural ensemble that is considered his testament. Construction on the site started in 1762. Designed in the style of the French Place Royale architecture, it was commissioned by Wilhelm Heinrich, Prince of Saarbrücken. 6 years later, the prince died and construction was halted due to lack of funds. His son, Prince Ludwig, had the project continued after 1773, and so it came to be that the church was given Ludwig's name, but the square it sat on was originally known as Wilhelmsplatz. On August 25, 1775, Ludwig's name day and the day of the consecration of the church, Friedrich Joachim Stengel formally retired at the age of 81. The elegant and streamlined church has its own very distinct charm. It's considered one of the most beautiful and authentic Protestant Baroque-style churches in Germany, along with the St. Michaelis Church in Hamburg, the Michel, and the Dresden Frauenkirche. During World War II, it was destroyed with only the surrounding walls left standing. Reconstruction to restore the entire building to its original state has been going on for decades and is still not completed. The ground plan of Ludwigskirche is shaped like a Greek cross. Its interior is arranged along its width, the Breitsaalkirche, and each of the four arms has a gallery, supported by 2 to 4 caryatids, sculpted female figures. The western gallery houses the magnificent organ, and the altar is in front of the western arm. The altar is shaped like a coffin to symbolize the suffering of Christ. An angel hovers over the pulpit, proclaiming the joyous news of the birth of Jesus Christ the Savior. The placement of altar and pulpit so close to each other is typical of Protestant churches, but the placement of the altar, pulpit and organ over each other, a so-called pulpit altar, is unique. The adjacent palais originally housed the prince's court. Today, the buildings are used for a number of different purposes, including the seat of the state chancery and a police station. Thank you very much for your attention. Contour, the Congress and Tourist Service of the Saarbrücken region and history, wish you a pleasant stay. Tormis looks forward to being your guide at your next destination.